The truth is that life never stops. One stage ends and another begins. We are always transitioning. A transition is a time period between one stage and another. Some transitions are natural occurrences, while others are forced on us. But the truth of the matter is that transitions are always stressful, especially those that were forced upon us, like being laid off and finding yourself in a challenging transition from one job to another, or your spouse leaving you and finding yourself in the difficult transition of loneliness, or perhaps it's the unexpected loss of a loved one that leaves you in a horrific transition to I don't know where. And even though we may not know where or when the transition will end, what we do know is that eventually we're going to get through it. The question is, what do I do in the meantime? Sometimes our response is to manipulate or resist, but a better response is to trust God, especially when you find yourself in a difficult transition, because your difficult transition is not only an opportunity for God to do his best work in you, it's also an opportunity for him to do his best work through you. Talking about difficult transitions, Joseph was only 17 years old when his brother sold him into slavery and forced him into the terribly horrible 27-year transition. The first years he spent as a slave in Egypt and the remaining years he spent in jail. And it wasn't until Joseph was 30 years old that he was set free and became the second in command. But it was still another 14 years later that his transition finally ended. And when that happened, look at what Joseph said to his brothers. He said, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." In the end, God used Joseph's difficult transition to turn him into the most powerful man in the world. But what God accomplished in Joseph was dwarfed by what he did through him. Because God not only made Joseph the most powerful man, he also used him to save his family from a deadly famine. A family that later became the people of Israel, through which God eventually sent Jesus, our Lord and Savior, into the world. Isn't that amazing? Now, in his 27-year transition, what Joseph did is what we should do. React to all of the injustices, suffering and pain, with uncertainty that God is in control, giving God the opportunity to do his best work in us, and also through us.